When the UVA Board of Visitors voted last summer to fire University President Teresa Sullivan, the backlash was immediate. That protest was one of many seen around Charlottesville before Sullivan was reinstated. Now there's more fallout from the Sullivan episode. David Poole joins us from the Virginia Public Access Project. David, the governor appoints the 17 members of the Board of Visitors. This story is about the opinion held in some places that that process is too political.
Yes, this is a story by Jenna Johnson, a reporter for the Washington Post. The feeling, I think, among some people at UVA is they would like to have more control, at least be an equal partner in making those decisions, the donors, the faculty, to make some suggestions for the board.
Well, who is working to make this happen?
Apparently, there's a group led by a gentleman named Jeffrey Walker. He's the chairman of the Council of Foundations at UVA, which is an umbrella that oversees all the fundraising there, and trying to reach out to other heavy hitters to, I guess, make personal contacts with the gubernatorial candidates to get a buy-in on sharing some of the power, I guess.
Now, one thing that's being suggested is the university community be allowed to influence the appointments of 8 of the 17 visitors. One of Mr. Walker's emails on the topic has come to light.
The Post got a hold of an email he sent to other high-net-worth individuals urging them to reach out to the candidates and, in the case of McAuliffe, make a donation to them.
David, the candidates will come up again in our next story. There's a study of how well states do at making sure their less affluent residents have access to health care. Virginia is not quite in the middle of the pack, it says.
Yes, this is a story written by Lawrence Hammack, a reporter from the Roanoke Times. And he did a story about a group called the Commonwealth Fund. It's a private foundation supporting research on health policy. These statistics show that Virginia ranks 30th out of 50 states. In this study, clearly this group supports expansion of Medicaid, which is a huge issue, a huge fight in Virginia coming up. It's part of Obamacare.
And it's something that gets talked about when the people who want to be governor come to town.
It is $21 billion. It's just as fiscally irresponsible not to take it. And to those 400,000 Virginians who will get access to quality life-saving care, it's morally and socially the right thing to do.
That's Terry McAuliffe's opinion. Ken Cuccinelli, though, says expanding Medicaid is a bad idea, so he has an alternative.
There are services provided right now within Medicaid that are not strictly medical services. And by shifting some of those dollars, we can pay for more actual medical services.
Both candidates spoke to NBC 12 TV in Richmond. David, for those who may have lost track, where is Virginia right now on Medicaid expansion?
The General Assembly this year basically said they wouldn't go for it unless there were some reforms, and that committee is going to meet and come up with that.
And we expect to hear from that committee by the end of the year. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You'll find their compilation of newspaper reporting from around the Commonwealth daily at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.